Welcome to On the Verge with Kara Bradley. Weekly blasts of no-hype advice and essential practices to settle down, show up, and shift from crazy busy to high-definition, high-voltage living. Wow, am I excited to talk to you today about breathing. I've been taking a deep dive into breathing, the mechanics of breathing, how breathing affects our lives, and I'm excited to share some of this stuff with you today. So are you breathing right now? Check in. Are you breathing? Of course you're breathing, but are you breathing? Is your breathing balanced? Is your breathing coherent? This is what we're going to speak of today. Yesterday, I taught a Verge body-mind immersion, a couple of hours discussing what body-mind fitness is about and why we do what we do at Verge body-mind. And I want to share with you some of the topics that we talked about and a couple of practices that we explored yesterday. Body-mind training is simply a method of synchronizing your mind and body through movement, through breath, through rhythm, through silence and stillness, to support balance in your life, to support your nervous system, to optimize your experience of life. So I want to get down to the roots, right? We can spend a lot of time in our heads talking about this stuff. We can analyze ourselves. We can go back to our childhood every single day and still end up not breathing deeply, not experiencing life fully, not accessing our full potential and our natural genius. So let's get down to the root of the issue for most of us, and that is we're not breathing. We're not breathing in a balanced way that's going to help, our nervous system settle, stabilize. I'm dealing with a little cough today, so I'm just going to push right through this. So thanks for bearing with me. We are not breathing in a balanced way so that our nervous system can stabilize and allow ourselves to then lean into life, right? Whenever we're off balance, there's going to be a stress involved. There's going to be a stress response involved. So I'm going to back up a little bit here. Breathing. When we breathe in a balanced way, coherent breath, we are inhaling and exhaling roughly the same count. In coherent breathing, and I'm going to ask you to maybe visit coherentbreathing.com if this stuff is lighting you up. When we breathe about 5 seconds in and for about 5 seconds out, something happens in the mechanics of our body. Something happens to support blood flow, to stabilize our blood pressure, to synchronize our systems in a way that we feel clear and energized, balanced and rested. So today I'm going to try to keep this very simple. We're going to talk about how to create, cultivate, train yourself to breathe in rhythm more often. So let's talk about where we're at, most of us. Of course, I'm making a ton of assumptions here, but I think that we probably all fall into some of these categories. We hold our breath a lot. In fact, I'm finding myself holding my breath right now, just a little bit because I have a cold, and that, you know, that gets in the way of breathing. But we hold our breath a lot. One of the times that we hold our breath most often is when we're opening up the door to our house, when we're turning on the car, when we're checking Facebook, when we're doing anything that may cause us to just pause. When we pause in life, unconsciously, we're holding our breath. So I'm just going to put it out there to start noticing what you're doing when you're opening your house, when you're turning on your car. When you're answering your phone, are you breathing? We're chest breathers, right? Today, right now, because I'm a little stuffed up, I'm breathing high in my chest. When we breathe high in our chest, our breathing is more rapid. When our breathing is more rapid, our nervous system is more stressed, it's more heightened, it is shifted into more of the sympathetic state of fight or flight. So just breathing in our chest immediately is going to send us into a more frantic, frazzled, busy sense of being. We hold our breath, we're chest breathers. We're also not exhaling fully. Usually we're so excited, and I'm speaking from my own personal experience here. We're so excited to be doing stuff, right? Talking to people and doing things that we do in life, that we're not actually pausing to exhale. And because we're not exhaling fully, our diaphragm, our breathing muscle, gets weaker. It gets weaker as we age. We start off with pretty weakened muscles as babies. We're just flopping around on our backs. And as we start to walk and become more mobile and become more fluid in the way that we move our bodies all day, these muscles strengthen. But as we get older, these muscles weaken without use. And so our diaphragm, which is really the muscle that moves our breath, that helps us to expand and contract with our breathing, it gets weakened like any other muscle. So we hold our breath. We're chest breathers. We're not exhaling fully. And what happens because of all of that is that it causes us to remain in a state of stress. So here we go into a little bit of anatomy. I promise to keep this super simple because I'm super simple anyway. I'm not a biomechanic by any stretch of the imagination. When we're breathing, when we inhale, our heart rate actually goes up. Our heart rate goes up as we inhale and we enter into the sympathetic nervous system response or the fight or flight response. We become aroused and alert when we inhale. Everybody just take an inhale right here. Feel yourself maybe lift your chest and stand up a little bit more, a little more upright. When we inhale, we heighten our heartbeat. When we exhale fully, our heart rate decreases. When we inhale, it goes up. And when we exhale, our heart rate goes down. Okay, so when we inhale, we hit or we shift into the sympathetic bias, it's called the stress state where blood pools into our extremities, because in that fight or flight state, we've got to be ready to do whatever it is our body's getting ready to do, which in the long time ago, it was run away from the animal or jump over and climb the tree. And nowadays, it's more just heightened stress because we're perceiving something is going to go wrong, or somebody cuts you off on the road, or you hear a loud noise. So even in an inhale, we are tapping into the sympathetic state. Stay with me here. I'm almost through this. On our exhale, we shift into our parasympathetic response, which is our rest and digest. That's when the blood pulls back into our organs, into our digestive tract, reproductive organs. And that is where our body really starts to do its work that it needs to do to keep us vital and healthy. So when we inhale, everything goes out. And when we exhale, everything pulls back in. So if all we're doing is inhaling and exhaling very slightly, we're never really getting to the bottom of the barrel, so to speak. We're never really allowing everything to come back in and for us to initiate or activate the parasympathetic, the rest and digest response. Okay, bank that or throw it away. What I'm talking about is your heart rate variability, your HRV. If you haven't heard this term, you want to get to know what this is about. Because there's a lot going on with HRV these days in the fitness world, in the health world, in the world of psychology. Our heart rate variability is the difference between your heart rate at your inhale and your heart rate at your exhale. So let's all breathe together right now. Inhale. Heart rate's going up. Exhale. Heart rate's coming way down. As you balance that breathing, and as you deepen your breath to an optimal place for you, the height of your inhale and the descent of your exhale is going to be pretty big. It's going to be a maximum. That's your heart rate variability. That's the what's called your amplitude. And that number can indicate a lot about your health and well-being. That's it. How your breathing affects your health and well-being. Because your breath affects your nervous system. Your nervous system sends the messages to your brain, which then stimulate response, thought, emotion. So really, when it comes right down to it, the way we're breathing directly relates to the way that we're feeling. In fact, some say that every emotion and every type of thought has a correlated breath pattern. Is that fascinating? Every thought, sadness has its own type of breathing pattern. Anxiety, own type of breathing pattern. So we're becoming familiar here with the way that we're breathing. And this is key. We spend a lot of time, folks, a lot of time and money working on our bodies, training our bodies to be fit and strong and healthy. We spend a lot of money and time training ourselves to understand the skills that we need for our job, developing our skill set and improving our performance and taking on new activities and new hobbies. We spend very, very little time noticing actually the just most fundamental essential functions of our body and our mind. I spoke about that last week in Meet Your Mind in that short podcast. Get to know your breath and how you're breathing. Okay, so here's the how. I gave you a lot of the why, the what. Here's the how. If you can start to notice your breath every day, different times in the car, when you're eating, in the moment between tasks, starting to pause to take note and to take a few deep breaths and to see if you can start to have a couple of little coherent breathing practices in your day. The coherent breathing, where you're inhaling for 5 to 6 seconds and exhaling for 5 to 6 seconds, will help you to start to condition your body, your muscles, your diaphragm, to breathe in this balanced way. When you breathe in this balanced way, where you're optimizing your HRV, right, the extent that you inhale and to the extent that you exhale, when you optimize that HRV, your nervous system responds, and there's a balance in your autonomic nervous system. There's a balance of your systems. When there's a balance in your systems, the response from your nervous system to your brain becomes more balanced, right? Perhaps calmer, more relaxed, more alert, clearer, more energized. So this is about fine-tuning. I don't know about you, but I want to fine-tune. I want to get underneath all of the junk and really get down to the source, to the root of the issue. For most of us, the root of the issue is we're not breathing. Our breathing is not balanced. So, one, start to find pockets in your day where you can start to notice your breath. So let's do that right now, just for a moment. We're going to breathe for 5, 6 seconds, 5 to 6. It's just going to depend. I'm also going to give you some resources on where you can find out more information, some practices online to help guide you. Here we go. Inhale, 2, 3, 4, 5. Exhale, 2, 3, 4, 5. Inhale, 2, 3, 4, 5. Exhale, 2, 3, 4, 5. Inhale, 2, 3, 4, 5. Exhale, 2, 3, 4, 5. One more. Inhale, 2, 3, 4, 5. Exhale, 2, 3, 4, 5. Pause. Just notice. A few breaths. In a few breaths, we can tone our nervous system to be more balanced. We're shifting from just chest breathing and breathing up high so that our heart rate stays high and we stay kind of hijacked up in that stress response, to breathing in a way where our heart rate is high on the inhale and now, deep and lower on our exhale, and then higher on our inhale and lower on our exhale. And this creates this wave that is very fluid and flowy, and our nervous system really likes that. We become more balanced. And from that state of balance, everything functions better. Not only our physical body, but the way that we perceive emotions and thoughts, the way that we ruminate, the way that we react. So here are some tools for you. Stress Doctor, fantastic app. I've been using it for about, I think it's at least 2 years, almost 3 years now. Stress Doctor, I think it's just a small fee. It's on your iPhone or I'm sure it's on Android. Put your finger on the little camera light, takes your heart rate. It has these great graphics where you can start to monitor your HRV. And every time you get into this balanced state where your HRV is in this optimal state, you get these little yin-yang signs. It's like a little coin to tell you did it. It's pretty cool. I love it. Another option, coherentbreathing.com. Stephen Elliott, he's got some great stuff, really, really solid information on his website. And he's got a great short little chimey type practice where you can follow your breath through little bells up and down. And I've been doing that for a while, for a couple of months. I love that as well. Used that in my class yesterday. Lastly, The Healing Power of the Breath, a fantastic book, Richard Brown and Patricia Gerbarg. And they have a great CD at the back with, again, these practices. We can tone and strengthen the way that our body breathes. And this is getting to the root. We could spend a lot of time and a lot of money up at the surface, or we can get down underneath it all, the thoughts, the emotions, even all the physical training, and start with the basics, the fundamental way that we breathe. Strengthening our diaphragm, strengthening our capacity to breathe in this coherent way. When your body is calm, your mind will be calm. Our nervous system and our mental state are directly correlated. So we can't think our way to calm. We can't make ourselves stop feeling sad, right? We can't force that stuff to happen, but we can change the state of our nervous system. And we do that through breathing. I hope you take away something from this. I really look forward to hearing from you. And there will be more, because let me tell you, I'm on fire about this stuff right now. Take care.
If you're feeling fired up from this episode, please share it with a friend and review this podcast on iTunes and Google Play, and help me help more folks show up for their high definition, high voltage life.